Today I'd like to talk about 1 minute of dialogue. This conversation is at the beginning of the movie. The jurors have just voted, and only juror number 8 has voted not guilty. The dialogue begins with juror number 10 asking juror number 8 if he believes what the boy said in court. Let's begin by listening to the whole dialogue.
I want to ask you something. Do you believe his story?
I don't know whether I believe it or not. Maybe I don't.
So how come you vote not guilty?
Well, there were 11 votes for guilty. It's not easy to raise my hand and send a boy off to die without talking about it first.
Well, now, who says it's easy?
No one.
Well, just because I voted fast? I honestly think the guy's guilty. Couldn't change my mind if you talked for 100 years.
I'm not trying to change your mind. It's just that we're talking about somebody's life here. We can't decide it in 5 minutes. Supposing we're wrong.
Supposing we're wrong. Supposing this whole building should fall down on my head. You can suppose anything.
That's right.
Look, what's the difference how long it takes? Suppose we do it in 5 minutes. So what?
Let's take an hour. Ball game doesn't start till 8 o'clock.
Who's got something to say?
I'm willing to sit for an hour.
Great.
I heard a pretty good story last night.
That's not why we're sitting here.
All right, then you tell me. What are we sitting here for?
Let's start with juror number 10's question. He asks if juror number 8 believes the boy's story.
I want to ask you something. Do you believe his story?
He means, do you believe what he said in court? The word story, however, gives us the impression that the boy made up a story that's not true. Juror number 10 doesn't believe what the boy said, and the way he asked the question tells us that.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. Maybe I don't.
So how come you vote not guilty?
How come means why. So juror number 7 is asking why juror number 8 voted not guilty. When juror number 8 answers, he says that it's not easy to send a boy off to die.
Well, there were 11 votes for guilty. It's not easy to raise my hand and send a boy off to die without talking about it first.
When he says it's not easy, he means it's difficult. Juror number 8 didn't vote guilty because he was very aware of how important his vote was. This made voting guilty difficult. Juror number 7 interprets this as a criticism. In other words, juror number 7 seems to think that juror number 8 is saying that he voted without thinking deeply enough.
Well, now, who says it's easy?
No one.
Well, just because I voted fast? I honestly think the guy's guilty.
Then, juror number 7 says that he will never change his mind about the guilt of the boy. To change your mind means to change your opinion or decision. So juror number 7 is saying that he will never change his opinion about the boy being guilty.
Couldn't change my mind if you talked for 100 years.
I'm not trying to change your mind. It's just that we're talking about somebody's life here. We can't decide it in 5 minutes. Supposing we're wrong.
Supposing we're wrong means, what if we're wrong? Longman says that the phrase supposing that is used when talking about a possible condition or situation and then imagining the result. Longman has the following example sentence. Look, suppose you lost your job tomorrow. What would you do? So, when juror number 8 says, supposing we're wrong, he is saying that we need to think about the possibility that they might be wrong and how terrible it would be for a young boy to be killed for something that he didn't do. Juror number 7 seems to think that this is crazy. He compares it to discussing what would happen if the building they are in suddenly fell on them.
Supposing we're wrong. Supposing this whole building should fall down on my head. You can suppose anything.
That's right.
Juror number 7 uses the word suppose again when he talks about how long it takes to make a decision.
Look, what's the difference how long it takes? Suppose we do it in 5 minutes, so what?
He means that even if it only takes 5 minutes to make the decision, that shouldn't matter if the decision is right. Juror number 8 responds by suggesting that they discuss the case for 1 hour.
Let's take an hour. Ball game doesn't start till 8 o'clock.
Juror number 9 agrees with the idea of taking 1 hour to discuss the case.
I'm willing to sit for an hour.
Of course, juror number 8 wants to have a serious discussion about the facts of the case. Juror number 10, however, interprets the idea of sitting for an hour to mean simply spending a little more time in the room to make it look like they considered the case carefully.
Great. I heard a pretty good story last night.
That is not why we're sitting here.
All right, then you tell me. What are we sitting here for?
Now, let's listen to the whole dialogue one more time.
I want to ask you something. Do you believe his story?
I don't know whether I believe it or not. Maybe I don't.
So how come you vote not guilty?
When there were 11 votes for guilty, it's not easy to raise my hand and send a boy off to die without talking about it first.
Well, now, who says it's easy?
No one.
Well, just because I voted fast? I honestly think the guy's guilty. Couldn't change my mind if you talked for 100 years.
I'm not trying to change your mind. It's just that we're talking about somebody's life here. We can't decide it in 5 minutes. Supposing we're wrong.
Supposing we're wrong. Supposing this whole building should fall down on my head. You can suppose anything.
That's right.
Look, what's the difference how long it takes? Suppose we do it in 5 minutes. So what?
Let's take an hour. Ball game doesn't start till 8 o'clock.
Who's got something to say?
I'm willing to sit for an hour.
Great.
I heard a pretty good story last night.
That is not why we're sitting here.
All right, then you tell me. What are we sitting here for?
I selected this section because of 4 words that are used first by one juror and then used again when another juror answers. The 4 words are easy, mind, suppose, and sit. I noticed that the Japanese translations of these words change depending on which juror uses them. I'll talk about this in class. I'll also talk about why translation is difficult and why much is often lost in translation.